The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And boy, I hope you're ready for a good show. I hope you're ready. You better pour yourself some, you know, if you're having breakfast, have another cup of coffee, or if you're having lunch, have yourself a soda pop. And, you know, or if, you know, if it's late at night and you're sitting quietly, you can have an adult beverage if you'd like. Okay, let's talk about this week's show. But before we get on with who's on today's show, I want to mention that the Midwest Muskie Swap Meet is going on today, February 19th, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Plenty of time. After the show, you got an hour to, you know, get there if you want to be at the door, crack of the door. But, you know, you can get there 9, 10 o'clock. You're okay. They've got plenty of time after the show to get there, so just don't rush. It's at the Village Sportsman's Club, 5201 West 115th Street in Alsip, Illinois. So remember, check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun. But on this week's show, we're going to hear from Chase Anderson. You're going, Chase Anderson? Chase Anderson, yes. He's the CEO for Bass, and we're going to talk about all the events that are coming up this year and how Bass got through COVID last year and plans for the up-and-coming Bassmaster Classic in Greenville, South Carolina on March 4th, 5th, and 6th. So make some plans to get out there, check it out, and have some fun with us. I'm going to be there. Yeah, come on out and find me. Then we're going to have on Officer Marty Stone, a Wisconsin DNR conservation officer, who is also their off-road vehicle and snowmobile expert on all the laws and rules and regulations to enjoying snowmobiling and off-road vehicles on their 25,000 miles of trails. He gives a lot of information. Every time I talk to him, I need to keep more notes. He just goes, has a ton, or I should say a plethora. I love that word, a plethora of information. Then we'll have in our last segment of the show, the Aiden Fishing Report and some other outdoor news and information for you. So we're going to have some fun with that. And once again, don't forget the Midwest Muskie Swap Meet going on today, February 19th, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. You have plenty of time to get there after the show. You don't have to rush. You can get there. The roads are going to be plowed. It's going to be fine. It's going to be at the Village Sportsman Club, 5201 West 115th Street in Alsip, Illinois. Once again, it's a packed show. Don't go away. Pour yourself that coffee or soda pop, or if it's late at night, have that adult beverage. Okay? You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Chauncey here, calling all fishermen. On Saturday, April 30th, the Braidwood Station will host the 21st annual Fishing for a Cure Bass Tournament with a guaranteed purse of $10,000. Since 2002, we have raised over $700,000 for charity, and I will be the master of ceremony that day. And we know that fishermen have big hearts to help others, and there's no better way to do it than the fish, the Braidwood Station 21st annual Fishing for a Cure Bass Tournament. To get your registration form, go to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook or email me at Chauncey's with an S, Outdoors with an S, at AOL.com, and we'll email it right back to you.
Waterworks is ready to get you on the water this spring with a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by a Mercury outboard. But they also have fun, certified used boats that are in great shape. Need to repower? Try a new fuel-efficient Mercury outboard, and your boat will feel like it's brand new. Waterworks has everything for your boating fun. You can order and have it shipped to you, from parts, accessories, oil, or a new Mercury outboard. Waterworks has everything you need to be ready to go. Just call them at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Hey, pheasant hunters, the Region Ringnecks chapter of Pheasant Forever is having their first annual banquet, so let's come out and support a new chapter of Pheasants Forever. Saturday, February 19th, Old Town Banquet Center at 711 Calumet Avenue in Valparaiso, Indiana. Doors open at 4:30 with dinner and a great auction to follow. Call Levi Oman, the chapter president, at 219-286-4007 for tickets and more information. Let's see you out there. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Lazy yellow moon coming up to tonight, shining through the trees.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, oh, the phone is ringing. We better see who's on the phone. Oh, my goodness gracious. It's Mr. Chase Anderson, the CEO of Bass, also. And that's not just one little word, Bass. That means a lot of things. Chase, thanks for coming on the program this morning.
Hey, Chauncey. Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Oh, my friend, this is probably one of the busiest times on the face of the earth for you because you have so much going on. You're starting your new season. You've done all kinds of things. And there's so many different questions I want to ask you. And I'm just going to, start out by saying, do you have something new planned?
Well, it's a great question. We're always looking at new opportunities to better serve our members, our fans, and the entire fishing community. I am new to the CEO role, so that is new. I took on our CEO responsibilities and have the privilege to serve in this role. It began in October of last year, 2021, and one thing that's new that I've been putting emphasis on is our company and our company culture. And our values and what we represent, and ultimately how we best serve our members, fans, and the entire fishing community, because I'm a believer that we play an important role in the industry and in the fishing community, and that's a big responsibility, and we want to be better. We want to be evolving. We want to best serve our fans and audience. We definitely plan to continue leading in the areas we've led in the past and doing better what we've done well, and also looking for ways we can continue to better serve our fans, mm-hmm. followers, and, of course, our members. So there are new things, but we're going to stick to the stick to what we do well and just work toward doing that better. So I'm excited about 2022 and starting the year off and the tournament season, but also everything else our organization does to serve our members and our fans.
Okay. And, you know, as Chase said, you know, he just took this position of, you know, CEO last October, but even before that, he's been within the company for a couple of years and stuff. But the thing is, Chase, Bass went through COVID and COVID-19 and the Omicron and everything else. And, you know, you were being smart. The company was smart. They were watching what they were doing and being COVID safe. And the most amazing thing is your numbers kept growing. I mean, you tell that to somebody,
that's right.
They said, oh, this was canceled, that was canceled. Bass didn't do that, but they were safe, but their numbers kept growing. And that's a fantastic feat, my friend.
Well, thank you. And I'm really glad you brought it up and made this statement. And this is really about our team. And I have been involved since 2017 working here in the corporate office in Birmingham. And when our family acquired the majority interest in Bass, and working closely with our then CEO, Bruce Aiken, and the rest of the team. But specifically related to operating during the pandemic environment and the COVID-19 pandemic, you know, in 2020, we were one of three or four professional sports leagues that was able to complete a full season. NASCAR was one, and the NFL was another. But the Bassmaster Elite Series was one of, I know, no more than four professional sports leagues to complete an entire season. And that was just a testament to professionalism and then the high level of execution that our team operates at, specifically our tournaments team and our events teams, and working with the local host communities, the anglers, our sponsors, and the fans. We wanted to make sure we could continue to operate in a safe way to ultimately continue to serve the fishing community during the pandemic and have our events so our fans could watch, and our viewership did skyrocket during that time. Not only that, as many of your listeners probably know, many of those listening here, the fishing industry really experienced a lot of growth and participation beginning in 2020 and carrying over into 2021, and we still see that in 2022 because people are spending more time outdoors as safe activity, and we obviously have wanted to be a leader in helping fuel the momentum of growth in the fishing industry and community and participation. And the team has just executed so well, allowed us to continue to have tournaments and events, as well as just continue to push out the cutting edge, the best bass fishing content that we've produced for years.
So I agree.
Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
Bringing that up.
And, you know, I've got to tell people up front here, you know, Chase is the kind of CEO that when you ask him a question at an event, he always says, hey, it's not me. It's my staff. I've heard him say this numerous times at classics that I've been at other events that I've been at, helping them out, where he said, hey, it's not my staff. It's not me. It's my staff, which I have to say, you do have some of the greatest staff and seasoned professionals to do any of these events. So, I mean, this is, you never want the spotlight on you because you always feel that the spotlight needs to be on the people that are doing that job and making the event for thousands of people. And I thank you for doing that, you know?
Thank you. Thanks for bringing it up. You know, what I recognize is I'm not the most experienced person here. I don't know everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some incredibly experienced associates and leaders in this company, all who genuinely care about the brand of the organization and the industry and fishing in general and bass fishing. And it's just great to be able to work with people that are so passionate and committed to what they do, and ultimately about fishing and bass fishing, what so many of us, including myself, love.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm relatively new compared to a lot of our associates who have in many cases, decades of experience, and I'm learning a lot. I'm in a learning role, but I've had the privilege of having business experience in different areas, and I also love fishing, and I love the industry, so it's just a great... I'm privileged to be able to work in the industry and something I'm passionate about and work with and lean on people that are so knowledgeable and such great leaders.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that Bassmaster Tournament rolls into town, okay? When a Bassmaster Tournament rolls into town, it's a huge, huge economic boom to those cities. Whether it's a small event, whether it's an open, and none of these are small events, by the way. Let me tell you, everybody. Whether it's an open, an elite, a high school, a kayak, any one of those events generates a significant amount of income for that, not just the city, but the local community that's around that city, correct?
That's exactly right. And we develop partnerships with local municipalities, with local, often cities or towns or even counties in some cases, in order to bring an event, as you said, ranging from kayak and youth all the way up to the Bassmaster Classic to the cities and counties in which we host the events. And obviously we need a good body of water, a good fishery in order mm-hmm. to do that. And we need facilities like, you know, hotel rooms, and obviously with the Classic, things like an arena and a convention expo space. Our events do make an impact in the local communities, and one they... Obviously, people stay in hotels, and that drives important tax revenue for the local mm-hmm. communities, as well as our teams and the anglers, as well as fans are out, you know, shopping and going to dinner and buying things, which obviously drives sales tax revenues for the cities. But you know, for the Bassmaster Classic, we've been generating over $30 million in economic impact at these cities the last few years. So the economic impact is significant, and at the Elite Series, it's in the millions, I believe, between 5 and 10 million. In the lower events, I don't have the numbers.
No.
But it is important because, you know, our team and the anglers are staying in hotels, they're staying at campgrounds, and they're out shopping. And it's making a big impact in the local communities where we have our tournaments and events.
Oh, nice.
We appreciate the partnerships we had. I just got back from Palatka, Florida yesterday, actually, for our first Elite Series event down on the St. John River, and it was fun seeing the thousands of fans. They came out and to see all of our teams, and the restaurants were full,
mm-hmm.
And the hotels were full. All four hotels, major hotels in the towns, were totally sold out. And it was great to see our impact making a big impact in a community. And it's part of the job. I love to see that. So.
Oh, yeah, it has to be. And when he's not kidding you, everybody, when he says, you know, $30 million, that's an easy number to achieve when they have these classics at a city and stuff. And some of the people that listen to my program that I have, which a number of people in Europe listen to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, which kind of makes me shake my head, but I'm like, well, thank you, you know. And, you know, they ask me about the Bassmasters and what's going on here, what's going on there. And they read the things that I post and talk about, and they're just like, so millions of dollars is generated by a fishing tournament. They love it. I mean, they get excited about it, and they can only live through it by watching it online. You know, which is kind of a cool thing if you think about it. The high school fishing, when Illinois was the first state to have high school bass fishing tournaments, and I was going around with the Illinois High School staff, IHSA, Illinois High School Scholastic Association, and they were amazed when we came up to northern part of Illinois because they just thought we were concrete roads and streetlights. And went, no, man, we got hundreds of lakes around there that kids can participate in bass fishing. And then when you take that and bass jumping on board with a tournament, and I love to tell parents that your child might not be the greatest football player, might not be the basketball player, or the girl may not be the volleyball or the swimmer. But if they serve on their bass fishing team for the school, there's a good chance they could get a scholarship for bass fishing. Chase, where was this when I was a kid?
I asked myself the same question, Chauncey. I just missed fishing teams, and You know, I wish they had when I was in school. I was at Auburn University, where I attended college, and obviously Auburn's got a great fishing team down there, but as do so many schools out there. But our youth programs continue to grow. We've had tremendous sign-ups and participation at the high school, college, and youth levels. We had record-breaking participation this past fall, signing up to fish the 22 events. And it's an outstanding program, and it's driving a lot of growth in our entire industry.
It is.
Our youth fishing programs.
It is. And it's the farm club. It's the farm club for down the road.
That's right.
That's exactly what it is. And when you have an event at Chickamauga in Tennessee, and there's 200-plus teams walking over the stage, you just sit there and go, wow, this is so cool. This is so cool. And I just get all excited about it. You know, and something else coming around a corner is your Bassmaster Classic going to be in Greenville, South Carolina, correct?
That's right. Yeah, March 69 in Greenville. Fishing at Lake Hartwell and Anderson, South Carolina, and then the Expo Bassmaster Expo, and the weigh-ins at the arena in Greenville, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Just around the corner. We're focused on the event, excited about it.
So. Yeah, and when you say an expo, folks, I'm not just talking about a typical outdoor show that happens in January and February and throughout the country where you walk in, there's all these 10 by 10 booths. Yeah, they have them there, and they have 10 by 20, but they have all the big manufacturers are there, of everybody. They have all the tackle companies that are there. They also have so much going on outdoors around the expo. I mean, you guys have all kinds of programs for kids to enjoy and the community to be part of. I mean, it's I don't want to I'm going to use a circus term, and I don't mean it in the term. It's like a three-ring circus. There's something going on everywhere.
It's what I tell people who are not familiar with the Bassmaster Classic, the best phrase I can come up with is it's a you got to see it to believe it type of event. It's remarkable. What our team, in partnership with the anglers, the local host community, and our sponsors are able to pull off and execute over the 3 days. But from obviously the fishing competition at the lake, from the daily takeoffs in the morning, which have thousands of people watch the professional anglers take off and leave to the expo, which is, you referenced the expo, Chauncey. It's the largest consumer expo in the fishing industry. We'll have well over 200 exhibitors. I think about 220 is the number I saw. Mm-hmm. Recently, exhibitors exhibiting at space, usually over 200,000 square feet of expo space, which, again, it should let your listeners realize, you know, there's just a lot of factors that go into where we select to have the classic, because we need a lot of facilities. Obviously, the lake is important, but a large convention expo center is important because of the expo, and the expo has become really one of the higher drivers of attendance. Because so many people want to come out and see the new products. There's so many new products launched now at the Bassmaster Classic Expo, as well as there's a lot of products being sold from manufacturers and retailers and even local distributors. And people just come to buy products and see new merchandise and buy products. If you haven't been to a Bassmaster Classic, I highly recommend you attend. You got to see it to believe it type of event.
Yeah.
It's remarkable. A team, our small team, puts on this type of event we do, and it's just through the great partnerships we have with our anglers, the local cities, and also our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, a good Chicago boy, Eric Lopez.
That's right.
And his team is between the expo, the arena. I mean, he just does an unbelievable job at all of this. And he taught me a lot on organizing large events and things that, because I've been participating, you know, for what, 23, this will be the 23rd year. And I mean, it's just really a great thing. And yes, there's a lot of stuff for sale, but I'm going to tell you something. It's on the sneak side, Chase. If you got a kid with you, and I'm not talking a 16-year-old kid, I'm talking a younger kid, those kids walk out with bags of free stuff.
There's a lot of product giveaways with Academy Sports and Outdoors being the title sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
They give out buckets, and the first X number of thousand people get a bucket, and it's fun to see the buckets in the expo. But one thing we have outside other convention center, you referenced this, and my apologies, I forgot to say. Are there,
that's okay.
We have our Go Outside exhibit, which is geared toward families and children and teaching outdoor activities to children. Go Outside is a new initiative from Bassmaster that we launched actually last year that is geared toward teaching more recreational fishing as a recreational activity, as well as camping and just spending time outdoors, outdoor cooking. I encourage you to go to gooutside.com to learn more, but there'll be a big Go Outside activation and experience at this upcoming Bassmaster Classic in Greenville. And there's a big pond for kids to catch their first fish. There's a dog jumping space.
Yeah.
And we'll have a lot of our team and volunteers helping teach children basic outdoor activities. Yeah. Great. I take my daughters. I have a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old that I'm getting into fishing and out the outdoors, and the Go Outside experience is outstanding for introducing young children.
Yeah. And it's not the Bassmaster Classic. It's really the Bassmaster Family Classic, because it is such family friendly, from the staging to the arena to the expo to the launch to the being around town and accessible to anglers. And whether you're an old kid, you know, you're an older person with a kid's heart, or a young kid, and you can, it's so many people to talk to, and the anglers will always stand for a photo with you or talk to them. And it's truly a family event that I've seen grow over the years. And I just want to say thank you. Well, I hate to say this, everybody.
Absolutely.
I could do.
I'll comment real quick, because one thing I love is I walk the expo, because that's where I can see so many people at the same time in the arena during the weigh-in. But the expo, when people are moving around looking at products, it's remarkable the ages and the different stages of life people are at. There's more strollers than I would have ever thought I would see. There's so many families with young children. There's obviously people that have been fans for 50 years or just about as long as the Bassmaster Classic has been in existence, who haven't missed a classic, that are there. But there's really something for all ages, but to see the young children is really encouraging, because it's obviously the future of our sport. And I just love getting out talking to fans. Yeah. And if you haven't been to a classic, definitely put it on your bucket list. And also, our Elite Series events and our Bassmaster Opens and other trails provide a similar experience, just at a smaller scale.
Yeah, they do.
Smaller level.
They do.
Just great family atmosphere, and obviously the chance to learn.
Yeah. And if you're in the upper Midwest, there's one in La Crosse. There's events all over the country, whether you're looking for kayak or the Elite Series or the Open Series, from Texas to Florida, Leesburg, Florida, Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Dayton, Tennessee, Oklahoma. I mean, it just keeps going on and on. And it's one of the things that, you know, Chase just mentioned. Go ahead, Chase.
No, you're exactly right, Chauncey. Excuse me, I was just going to tell your listeners, I would encourage you to go to Bassmaster.com.
Mm-hmm.
In the top bar, there's you can hit tournaments and schedule. You can see our full schedule there, and that lists everything from the Bassmaster Elite Series all the way down through all of our trails, including High School Kayak, Bass Nation, Bassmaster Opens, and it will list all the locations and dates. And
exactly.
We really try to serve fans and followers in the Midwest. We are coming back to the Midwest with an Elite Series event in La Crosse this year, which we're really excited about. There's so many great fans up in the Midwest, and we really want to continue to serve that community of anglers in the Midwest,
because
it's such an important area to all of bass fishing.
Well, as Chase said, you know, you'll see people of all ages, so whether you're 1 or 101, if you got a heart of being a kid who still loves the fish, make sure you come out to an Elite, an Open, a Bassmaster Classic. Definitely put it on your list to get out and enjoy it. Chase, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me, Chauncey. This is outstanding. I really appreciate the opportunity to be on the show. And I want to just thank all of your listeners for your support of bass and our Bassmaster trails, and we look forward to seeing you at an event or seeing your comments online.
Okay.
So thank you very much.
You're welcome, my friend. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Did you know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live? Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors. Call 1-800-606-FISH and start your adventure with Midwest Outdoors today.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella.
Hi, this is Ski Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And yes, we have a lot of white stuff on the ground, but let's see who's on the phone. It's our friend up north. It's Lieutenant Martin Stone, who is a conservation warden for off-highway vehicle administrator also for the state of Wisconsin, which means he's the guy that does all the ATVs, snowmobiles, and everything else, and is a conservation warden on top of that. That's the biggest title I've ever seen for anybody, Marty.
It can be a mouthful.
Now, one of the reasons, and like I said, we had... you know, Marty on the phone, Officer Stone here. Oh, God, I can't remember how long ago. I think it was last year. But with everybody getting excited about snowmobiling, and while, yes, we do have snow around northern Illinois right now, a lot of people go into Wisconsin to go snowmobiling because you've got the trails, you've got the roads, you've got the this, you've got so many different places that people enjoy snowmobiling. But before we cross the border from... whether it's Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota, or driving up from Indiana into Wisconsin, you probably need to have some common sense about safety things, but also maybe some documentation, right?
Correct, yes.
What do we need? Let's talk about safety-wise first, because that's always an important thing to me.
Well, we want folks to come and have a lot of fun in Wisconsin. We have over 25,000 miles of groomed trails.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some primary things we'd like you to really concentrate on to keep you safe here.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one I'd like to discuss is slow down. Speed is a contributing factor in nearly all our fatal crashes. And we just want drivers to drive at their skill level, at their speed, and especially at night. You remember at night that if you're going faster than 40 or 50 miles an hour, you're driving faster than your headlights can illuminate the train in front of you. And also remind folks, we do have a speed limit on our public snowmobile trails at night, which is 55 miles per hour, which is, I believe, is really, really fast.
That's way too fast.
Yes.
Holy mackerel. Well, and you're right, Marty, Officer Stone. The speed is an extremely dangerous item. And yes, you want to go ripping and you want to, you know, go flying, have the hair, the wind blowing into your face and everything else. But it's that speed that you don't have time for a reaction. And heaven forbid you hit something. Let's say your ski's just off the trail and you hit a log, a stump, a tree or whatever, and you become airborne at 55 miles an hour. You don't have all that stuff in your car that's protecting you, do you?
Correct. Yes, that's why you definitely have to slow down and operate within your skills and your abilities. That's what most of our investigations show. Speed is a contributing factor.
Mm-hmm. And it's really just everybody slow down. You'll enjoy the ride more. You don't have to go Mach 9. Trust me, this is Chauncey speaking, not Officer Stone. You don't have to do Mach 9. Just go easy. Enjoy the scenery. See what's going on out there and have some. What else should we be worried about that we should have with us when we're out snowmobiling?
Well, on that same line, I'd like to remind folks, you know, not to drink and ride. I believe zero alcohol keeps you safe on the trail, and we'd ask everybody to, you know, to think smart before you start getting out snowmobiling. Bring a first aid kit with you. Make sure you dress appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
Have some different layers of clothing. Make sure that there's no loose ends. There's not stuff that can catch on debris. Maybe bring a lunch, a map, and a compass. Make sure you got your cell phone. Make sure it's charged up and you got it in a warm place. And then when you're out there, stay on the marked trails. Don't leave our marked trails. It is trespassing if you get off a marked trail and go where you're not supposed to go. And almost all our snowmobile trails are privately owned, and it's through the grace of our nice landowners that we're able to have these trails.
Mm-hmm.
Stay on our trails.
That's an important and another safety thing. And Officer Stone didn't know I was going to bring this up, but I know two people who. Yeah, there was a little bit of alcohol and drinking and driving, but they also got off the trail, and they went zipping like a bat out of you know what, and across an old two-track road was a cable, and they're gone. They were
that
killed.
That is tragic.
It's a tragic thing, but you know you have to think of safety. I mean, yes, have fun, but you could do it safe. And the drinking and driving is so important. You don't do it boating. You don't do it driving. You don't do it if you're a pilot. Don't do it if you're snowmobiling or ATVing, please. Just, there's a time to do it later. Trust me. If you stop at one of the local establishments, you know, have a cup of a decaf coffee and let your partner that's sitting on the back of the snowmobile. If they want a cocktail, let them have a cocktail. Just you be smart. That's my what do you want to call it? My commercial.
I would agree with you. I think it's the smart choice as well.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yes. Yes. Now, you know, you mentioned a helmet with goggles and face shield because there's all kinds of stuff getting kicked up, isn't there?
Oh, certainly. You definitely want to. I don't really see many soldiers not wearing a helmet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to keep you warm. It's going to keep you safe. Wear a helmet. Make sure it's properly attached and fit. Make sure it's got a face shield with goggles. Make sure there's a nice seal so you don't get frostbite. And don't travel alone. I mean, if you've got to travel by yourself, make sure someone at home knows where you're going, when you're going to be home, but it's always best to travel with a partner. And even then, make sure someone knows where you and your friends have gone and when to expect you to be back home.
Mm-hmm. And if you know, have your cell phone buried somewhere on your body that you can get it to, that's not going to get wet from snow or anything else, in case you need to call for help. And it's not just for you. If you need to call for help for somebody else that did something.
Right.
Yeah, that's an important. Hey, running across water, lakes, different things like that. You see a lot of people doing it. But?
I would try to avoid it. If, you know, we can never say the ice is always 100% safe. And DNR doesn't monitor ice thickness. If you are uncertain, don't travel out on frozen bodies of water. There's always changing conditions underneath the ice, either with current or with streams or inlets. If you must or you're thinking about it, make sure you always check with the local folks, maybe a bait shop or the local resort for local information. But I would avoid traveling across frozen bodies of water.
And I do, and I have never done this, but I know some people that will go on a lake that may have open water spots, and they try to skip the open water. You know, you're playing Russian roulette big time, shooting your snowmobile over a piece of open water, and they say, oh, it's a lot of fun. No, it's not a lot of fun. You know, you may get a thrill out of it, but if something happens and that snowmobile goes down, you can drown, lose your life, and then, you know, your family's going to be suffering your mistakes, but you're also going to get a heck of a ticket from the conservation police for having a snowmobile go into the lake, right?
I mean, that's something we definitely don't encourage, and I agree with everything that you said there. And if something does go through the ice, there are state laws that do require that to be removed.
So, yeah. And it's not a cheap ticket, guys. It's not an easy one, because you got to pay for somebody to pull it out and do it all those. And you know what? So what's the thing here? Do it safely. Do it on the trail. Do it safely. Do this, do that. Now, when I come to snowmobile in Wisconsin, do I need to have a safety class that I've gone to?
Well, there's a couple things. So when you come to Wisconsin, you'll have to be registered, and you have to have if you come from our state, you have to have a non-resident trail pass.
A non-resident trail pass?
Registered from out of state, you have to have a non-resident trail pass.
Oh, a non-resident trail pass. Okay.
Yep. And then everybody who operates in Wisconsin who's at least 12 and born after January 1st of 1985 has to take a snowmobile safety class to operate in Wisconsin. Even if you're older than that, I would encourage everybody to take a snowmobile safety class. It is certainly going to benefit everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you were born prior to 85, I would certainly encourage that.
Now, I can take a snowmobile class in another state, or my children can take us in another state, and we just have to have proof when we come to Wisconsin, correct?
Yes.
Okay, yep. That's cool. And really, it's just like a hunter safety class. I tell people, take the hunter safety class. I don't care if you've been hunting for 30 years. Take it. You'll learn something. And your grandson or your children will feel that you're doing something with them also. It's a great, great feeling. Now, you mentioned the registration and everything else. That's registered in the state that I'm from, but also a non-resident trail pass, you said, right?
Correct.
I want to make sure I got all this written down here. Officer Stone, I'm not going to get pulled over to make sure I got it all. Is there something I'm missing that we didn't cover?
Check on the Department of Tourism website.
Oh, what was that? Repeat that again. I lost you.
Wisconsin Department of Tourism.
Mm-hmm.
The
Wisconsin Department of Tourism, their website has all the trails, has a lot of information about all of those things that we can get out and enjoy on the snow-covered snowmobile trails of Wisconsin. Is that right?
The trail conditions, and see if they're open. And, you know, wherever you're planning on coming, which county you plan on coming from, you can click on that county, and it gives you the up-to-date trail conditions, if they're open or closed. And that's really important if you're planning a trip, to know which ones are open and which ones may not be.
Yeah, and there's a lot of great little towns to stop, have a little something to eat, get back on the snowmobile, and go down the road, isn't there?
I couldn't agree more. Come here, have fun. Operate on our snowmobile trails. Since we got a great resource in Wisconsin.
Exactly. Once again, tons of information on the Wisconsin tourism site. Don't forget that. And also, you can go onto the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources site for more information about snowmobiling. And hey, who knows? You may be talking with us about ATVs in the spring when things happen there. Okay.
Sure enough. Yep, you bet. Thank you.
Okay, that was Officer Stone from the – he's a conservation warden for Off-Highway Vehicle Administrator for the state of Wisconsin. He's been on before, and I'm sure we're going to have him on again to talk about the great outdoors. Marty, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hey, pheasant hunters, the Region Ringnecks chapter of Pheasant Forever is having their first annual banquet, so let's come out and support a new chapter of Pheasants Forever. Saturday, February 19th, Old Town Banquet Center at 711 Calumet Avenue in Valparaiso, Indiana. Doors open at 4:30 with dinner and a great auction to follow. Call Levi Oman, the chapter president, at 219-286-4007 for tickets and more information. Let's see you out there.
Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, your Lund and Lowe superstore, have once again been awarded the prestigious Mercury CSI Award for customer service above all other dealers in the area for the seventh year in a row. Call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey said to call.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. The two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Chauncey here, calling all fishermen. On Saturday, April 30th, the Braidwood Station will host the 21st annual Fishing for a Cure Bass Tournament with a guaranteed purse of $10,000. Since 2002, we have raised over $700,000 for charity, and I will be the master of ceremony that day. And we know that fishermen have big hearts to help others, and there's no better way to do it than the fish, the Braidwood Station 21st annual Fishing for a Cure Bass Tournament. To get your registration form, go to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook or email me at Chauncey's with an S, Outdoors with an S, at AOL.com, and we'll email it right back to you. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at Chauncey Media at AOL.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza,
on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590. Diamond Ghost Charters with Captain Tony at diamondghostcharters.com. Northern Illinois Outdoor Show, January 13th through the 16th, Lake County Fairgrounds at lssportshow.com. And Wren Lake Area Tourism at wrenlake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57.
Fish it. Ice fish, baby. Ice fish, baby. Hey, guys, stop. Grab your bait and listen. Ice is on the lake.
This is Phil Cipitello, owner-operator of Borderline Fishing Guide Service, and you're listening to Chauncey and Chauncey's Great Outdoors radio show.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're enjoying the program that we had today so far. It was great listening to Chase and all the things that Bassmasters and Bass are doing all across the country this year. And then, of course, Officer Stone, Marty Stone. We got a little notice from him after we did the interview with him about that, and we're going to bring it up in a few minutes. But this weekend is free fishing weekend, and February 19th and 20th in the state of Michigan. That's a perfect weekend to get out and have some fun, if you ask me. Get out there, do a little bit of fishing. You don't need a fishing license for 2 days, but you have to obey all the fishing rules. And this has been, they've been doing this since 1986, having a great time. And you know what? World-class fishing is in the state of Michigan and Wisconsin and Illinois. You can catch a lot of fish everywhere. But before you go out to your favorite spot, make sure you have all the proper gear and all the proper warm weather stuff and hot chocolate for the kids and everything, because you don't want them to get cold. I mean, come on. Got to stay warm out there. But they're doing okay. So once again, you know, free fishing weekend this weekend for ice fishermen in the state of Wisconsin. Get out there and enjoy it. Madison, Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is currently accepting applications for the 2023 class of conservation officers. That's right. You too can be a conservation fish officer. And by joining the team and protecting the natural resources, go to wisc.jobs and search for job ID 4757. DNR conservation officers are credentialed law enforcement officers. They across the state of Wisconsin. They serve urban areas, rural. They enforce laws that protect fish, wildlife, the environment, state parks, forests, and they have full rights as a regular state trooper, just like we have in all the other states. Remember that. Be careful, you know, so don't be nice to them, okay? the department will hire approximately a dozen full-time wardens for the upcoming class who will begin training in October of 2022. Don't miss that one. That's going to be a good time if you're able to do it. Officer, we got a little note from Officer Stone. And he said this past weekend was really deadly. They just got reports of the full reports of how many people have lost their lives to snowmobile fatalities. So far, 11 this year have lost. There were 13 fatalities total in 2021. There was just one that was recently reported over the weekend, so we just got that piece of information. Please. You know, these crashes are still under investigation, but the cause of death on all these people on snowmobile fatalities, alcohol, excessive speed, driver's inexperience, and operator error. Slow down, save the drinks for later, folks. It's just as dangerous as driving a car. Now let's talk about our fishing report from my grandson, Aiden. You know who he is. That's right. The Aiden Fishing Report, sponsored by who else? Waterworks Marine. Papa, we lost our hockey game in the state championship, but we will get them next year. And we mean it, we'll get them next year. Uncle Tom went to Gull Lake and caught smelt, yellow perch, and northern pike. The smelt action, he said, was best in 60 to 70 feet of water. He took pictures and said he even put some in a freezer bag for me So I can give them to you to prove you can catch smelt on a hook on Gull Lake. Gun Lake, Allison and her dad were out catching bluegill, yellow perch, and crappie off the state park beach. In the launch areas, waxworms and small jigs were working the best. They were sent a package of frozen fish to the house, and we had them for dinner, and they were good. I wonder if he knows what that commercial is from. We'll see you real soon. Your fishing magician and now retired hockey player for 2022, Aiden. And this report was brought to you by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Okay, let's talk about Lake Michigan, Chicago. My buddy Two Hot Dog Joey got the feeling for perch, so he went to Navy Pier and took some nice ones, threw back a bunch of small ones, he said, and drove to the harbors, and he saw anglers standing on the piers, and they drilled the ice holes next to the piers. That way they didn't have to go out on the ice, he said. And they were catching some rock bass, a few bluegills, and he even saw perch being taken that way. But he says, I don't like going out on ice, so I didn't go. Oh, Jesus. The Northwest Indiana, our reporter Tyree gave me a little report and said him and his friend Andre fished the Portage Riverwalk and they caught a couple of cohos before this big front came through. But he says he helped a guy net a nice lake trout. That was his first lake trout he ever caught. He was casting for coho, caught the fish, and if he didn't have me with the net, he would have lost them. That's probably really true, Andre. And remember that. Always have a long-handled net when you're going out there. Wren Lake. This is sponsored by our friends at Wren Lake Area Tourism at wrenlake.com. They are looking for sun and 60 degrees on Saturday and Sunday. So you know what that means. They're below the big snow line. That's an important thing. And so if you're planning on making a trip down there, because the ice, there is no ice in Wren Lake anymore. That was only for a couple days. But you can go down there, either go to wrenlake.com for hotel, cabin, and restaurant information. It's always a good spot to go to. And as my buddy, Derek, who was fishing Green Lake, said, they went out, lake was totally ice covered, and they picked up two lake trout jigging really deep. And they were fishing about 5 feet off the bottom, and that's where they were getting those fish to, bam, hit those fish. Whoop, I can hear the flute playing. Well, and this time of the year, I always like to leave you Native American proverb, and this American proverb is in honor of my nephew that we lost this week. He was Joe Accardi. He was 44 years old, and I just wanted to say from my friend Apensui Majuat, when you say the name of someone who has passed around a campfire, his spirit will rise with the smoke, and he will never be forgotten. How very true. Well, we will never forget Joey. Once again, we don't own the wood, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch. We really borrow it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors with more interviews, more guests, and a lot more fishing reports from all across the Midwest. Take care, everybody. Have fun.